sound like every three now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Exactly. Another. That's how big the line is.
Yeah. I had the whole thing.
What happened to it?
No, you thought what happened to it?
It's not here.
Oh. Just recorded. Just recorded.
Talking about.
Turn me on, keep
on.
What's the savings of you?
I believe you. I'm just trying to figure out the date isn't wrong and the time isn't wrong. I just say 10:50 p.m. Where's that 10:50 p.m.?
Start it up. See when.
No. Maybe you did it last night.
Yeah, but then you still have it today.
He takes him to the door and he pierces his ear, the eardrum. I mean, the machlokes is in the mechilta. What is pshat? Why do we pierce the ear of this individual? Rashi brings one sheet to one pshat. The Pshimin. The other pshat is Rashi brings the pshat from Yochanan ben Zakkai. And it says Chazal, Oizin Sheshamas Al Hasinai Loisignoif Yochanan ben Zakkai's pshat. And he went. And he stole. So that ozen has to be pierced. That's a Yochanan ben Zakkai's pshat. The other pshat, the Shimon's pshat, this Eved who went and was Kana Odon La'atzmoy, this Eved, this person who heard on our Sinai, Ki Libnei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai, V'loy, Timoy Avodim, not Avodim to anybody else, he went and he was Kana Odon La'atzmoy, says he has to be pierced. So this time Rav Shimon, I understand Rabbi Yisai. We can understand it a little bit. He had 6 years of servitude. He got sold into slavery for whatever reason. But now he chooses to continue on. Now he chooses to be an Eved La'olam to this master. I understand why we pierce his ear. We say, Oizen Shoshamaz Al HaSinai. This ear that hurt on his Sinai. Avodayim. That ear has to be pierced. But according to Rav Shimon by Yochanan, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, it needs to be Mevah Mavur. What's pshat? The ear that heard on Har Sinai Leisignoi, it has to be pierced. I don't understand. If that's the reason we pierce the ear, why don't we do it originally at the beginning? Why don't we pierce every Ganav's ear? Why are we piercing Dafka the ear of this Ganav after 6 years of servitude? I heard last night, a sefer, the Meital, I don't know what sefer it is, but he said a nice vort, and for this vort we'll hopefully bain it. He saw it. He said, Oizen Sheshamas Al Hasinai Leisignoi. Lemaisa, this person who was sold into slavery, there was a tafkin in Tachlis. The tachlis of the servitude, the tachlis of this going into be sold into slavery was that he would learn a lesson. He'd be taught something for the yisurim from having to leave his home to go out to work, even though the mehalachas of how to work is not mamash. We don't do avodas perach or the maisa, just working for somebody, just having to do what he says. And the maisa, he's under a servitude. And this was the tafkid that the Torah wanted from him, was to learn a lesson. He was supposed to take these 6 years, and to learn something from it. To realize that what got him into this position, Why do we take Tatum? We give him a wife, and he has children. From that wife, what's the purpose? They're going to take it away. He should learn a lesson what it means not to steal. We take away his own freedom from him. They should learn a lesson of an oizen sheshemas, that oizen that didn't take the lesson properly, that went ahead, and even though he was put into slavery for a reason to learn from, that the Yisurin should be a lesson, he turned it around. He made a shita. I'm happy with the situation. I want to exist in this situation. The purpose of it was a punishment. He turned it around and he made it into something else. He didn't realize what he was supposed to get from the situation. Is that oizen has to be pierced now. Why? Because teach him again. You're there not for a good time. You're there as a punishment. There's an adoin and you're the slave. That's why. Who pierces the ear? The adoin pierces the ear. The adoin pierces the ear. We don't give it to Bezdin. The Choros Asloi Signor, Bezdin should do it. And the lesson is that he should have learned. He should understand what's going on. That you're in servitude. You're in slavery. You're being enslaved to another man because you're a ganef. You stole. And it's supposed to be taken away your freedom. If you feel happy with the matzav. If you remain in that. If you don't take heed of the lesson. We have to teach it again to you. He needs the moisture. So he pierces his ear. And we show he's the adon. You are the servant. Remember that. And now you remember forever. Because there's going to be a mum inside of you. That's going to be a sign to remember forever. You'll carry around that pierced ear with you wherever you go. You are the Eved. He is the other. The Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, from this we can take out. We find later in the parasha, Torah Akdesha tells us that if the Yeruvin Anoshim, if there will be people fighting, and one person hits the other guy, smashed him in the face, be'evin or be'egroif, with his stone or with his fist, and he doesn't die and he falls the mishka. Im yokum v'salech b'chutz ha'mashanto v'niko ha'maka, rak shifta yitei v'rapa yirape. He just pays damages. The rapper Yirape pays him damages. Chazal say Amuri Digazach, the rapper Yirape learns the Gemara and Peihei and Baba Kama. Mikan's of the Gemara Baba Kama. Shinitna Rishus. There's given Rishus for a Roife to Mirape. The rapper Yirape, he is the heter to go to a doctor. The heter to go to a doctor? Yes, the heter to go to a doctor. The rapper, you rap it, it turns down, there's a heter to go to the doctor. The shaila is, what do we pay chesh? What do we need a heter for? What do we need a heter? Rapper, you rap it, you go to the doctor. Is Rashi says over there in Baba Kama, Zok Rashi, because I would say, Zok Rashi, V'loy Amrina and Rachmona Mache, V'iyu Mase, Hashem made him sick. Hashem gave him the mum. Hashem gave him the blemish. It's from Hashem. And this doctor, this man's going ahead to heal this? I would say it's not allowed to be done. You're being sois Xeris Amokoi. You're going against the Xeris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Virapa, Yirape. You're going to heal this womb. Alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mache. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you mean if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mache? What's the Torah talking about over here? There was two guys fighting. They got into an argument. One guy took out his fist. Bash! Right in the nose. Broken nose. Can he have plastic surgery? Not plastic surgery. Broken nose. So if the Torah, we have to have a special heter for Rappa Yerappa. Why? We would say that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this guy sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick. What are you talking about, Rabbi Yisrael? We have some mistake in this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick. It was that guy's right hand, the boxer, Muhammad Ali. What do you mean it was that guy? He gave it to him in the nose, an uppercut. with the left and the right. Come on, Rabbi, let's go. He gave him a left hook to the jaw. What do you mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Machet. As of the Chavetz Chaim, he calls on Mukach Lahedya. She calling Yonei Tzah, Hashem is Damen Lo'odom. Any Tzah that comes to us, Ba'afilum Echo Mecharfoy, Megadfoy, even if somebody curses you out, he makes fun of you. Hu Min HaShomayim, Shoktei L'Gechavetz Chaim, he's not the address. He's not the address. The address is in Shemayim. El Shemagal and Chovah Dechayiv. He's going to get punished because he's Chayiv for something. He had to be the Shliach Lero. Moshe Omer Chazal. The Raya Brewers of the Chovah Chayim. It's Omer HaShemayim. Yechei Matzino Ben David Shekilo Shemi Ben Geira. Shemi Ben Geira with Mekal David. And David said, Hashem Amaloi Kilel. I'm not taking revenge. After the death, he said, I'm not taking revenge at David HaMelech. Hashem Amaloi Kilel. It was from Hashem to kill Mekalel. It was from Hashem. People have Yisurin. People have difficulties, discomforts. The first address they turn to. That guy, my Harusa, nasty fellow, my roommate, this. I'm not saying he should be an answer. Mekalel and Choy. Oh, it's Chazaz being melamed to us. V'rapo yirapo mikan. Sheni lushus l'rapois. To tell us that we shouldn't think it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sickness, made the discomfort, made the pain, the doctor can't take it away. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min HaShemayim always is the Chavetz Chaim. And what's the taflik, a tafkid? I need a biggest parrot. Somebody the biggest parrots. Parrots with knee He gets embarrassed. He gets cursed out. He gets hit. Whatever it is, this pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a l'toiva. That's what he has to realize. It's the toiva side. Instead of turning around and making a whole ASIC and getting upset, we're not saying you have to sit there and be a guy just a punching bag. Come on, Shmuley, you have time tonight? Hit me here, you know? The stomach drew a big picture with a dot in the middle. Come on, I've been working out lately. You don't have to be an idiot. Oh, but if he has a person that has Yisurin, if he has discomfort, if he has somebody made fun of him, and he had pain, he had embarrassment. He had busha. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling you a lesson. You have to have a certain katora for something. For a certain chet. Instead of making a whole acing and putting all your energies to be angry at the fellow, take a few minutes to think about it. Maybe it's just something that I did. Maybe something in my life has to be corrected. Maybe there's a need to improve in a certain area where the pain came. Mistama mida kinegin mida. That's what the lesson is. They say, full page 122, a voice of truth, Ahmed Aleph. He brings a mice, the Rimitz Rebbe once fell down the steps of in his house. So afterwards he sat in the yard for a few minutes and didn't move. So everybody in the household was wondering, hurry, there's what, does it hurt? Is it discomfort? He said, no, it doesn't hurt. So he said, what are you sitting there for on the floor, in the yard, middle of the yard, just stop, watching the pigeons? What's going on? So if the Rebbe, I'm sitting here to know why I fell. The famous Maestro Belia Lopin also was once walking up the steps of the Yeshiva Kamenetz and he fell down. And also sat there for a little while. I have to know why I fell down. Why did I fall down? Guy starts punching the steps. Kicks the steps. Come on, steps! You stupid steps! You banana peel. He takes the banana peel and throws it at 30 miles. I see people do that. They start hitting the steps. You hit the car. Come on, car! Stop working! You see a guy bashing the steering wheels. Oh, bless your mind. He's bashing the steering wheels! And he's punching, and then something happens in the house, the refrigerator breaks, and he kicks the refrigerator. Think! It's a lesson of the Chofetz Chaim. It's Min HaShemayim. It's not Westinghouse is at fault. It's not that plumber who did a stupid job again. It's Min HaShemayim. Why this part of the house and why that part of the house? Think! Maybe there was something we did wrong in that area. It's a lesson. It's taking the Chafer Avoidus, but it's helping to guide us for the future. Reb Sholem Shadron Zatzal, in his last trip to Europe, he was 75 years old. He was an old man, very, very weak. So he's on Purim, he was walking in the streets, and he tripped and he fell. Okay? The next day, he was walking again in his own room. He was 75 and he tripped and fell again. And Reb Sholem was going out of his kelim. Why did I fall? Why did I fall? Why did I fall? So the person telling the story said, we explained to him, an older person at 75 years old, there's nothing you need to worry. Sometimes you get a little dizzy, lack of sugar, too much salt, you get dizzy and you fell. Don't get so anxious. Calm down. And Reb Sholem continued, why did I fall? Why did I fall? And Moshe Reb Sholem could not, like he didn't hear anybody talking to him. They kept trying to tell him, take it easy, an older man, relax, and say, it can happen. Reb Sholem got up on his feet suddenly and he said, I'm going to discuss it with the Manchester Hashiva of Yehuda Segal. His yard set wasn't so right, it was like 2 weeks ago. This week it was. So they went to discuss the issue about how many people would do this, discuss why I fell, and it could be in my head, called Hezbra. You know, I'll be scientific, or we'll go to the professor, maybe there's a little bit too much sugar in your petal drink. Calm it down. Too much bug juice in the bug. Too much bugs in the bug juice that they serve. Maybe it's, you know, too much soap in those cups when you drink the water. Come on, take it easy. Take a little pill here, a pill there. No. Why did I fall? It's not normal for a person to fall. Must be. I'm going to discuss it with Yehuda Segal. So they went to discuss the Madi Matzav. They went to discuss the Matzav. And Reb Sholem come back. And very, very happy. We decided together that the falling was caused because of a lack of a curse, I tell you. Yeah, lack of a curse, though. What was the pshat? One of Reb Sholem's very close friends in America was marrying off his son. A guy, a person who was very, very kind to Reb Sholem, had taken care of him when he had come on his trips. And one of his sons was getting married. The Maisa, the person had called Reb Sholem many times to come. Reb Sholem was an older person, 75, to make the trip to America was very, very... And he felt he wasn't up to cut after doing it. Aber sagt Reb Sholem, HaKores HaToiv, HaKores HaToiv B'chayev. It's B'chayev a person even when maybe he's lacking the strength. HaKores HaToiv. Say, okay, what can he do? So Reb Sholem announced he's going to fly to America. And maybe he can make it for the last Sheva Brachas and be Misameach to Oilam. So you might see, he told the tell called a friend in America to tell him that Shom's on the way. Hold off that Sheva Brachas, he's on the way, the rabbi's coming. And he got on the plane, which was another hard run for a 75-year-old man, a very hard trip. And he's very, very weak. Packed a small suitcase, and the kids said they waited at the airport, they made it at the last minute. And Shom right away turned, came back to Europe the next day. He had to rest after several days for that trip. The mamish back-to-back flies. He went for a few hours. Got to the house. It was a Sameach, the Chosav Akal, Soif Sheva Brothers. And then he ran away right back. Over Reb Sholem took the lesson of the Yisurim. He didn't get upset at his walking stick. Cracked it in half. And he took the lesson. It's Yisurim is a message. Hashem sent me a message. Let me think. Sit for a while and think. Why is this happening? Yisurim's coming. It's a message. It's a lesson. That's the lesson of the Eved Ivri, Rabbi said. The Eved Ivri has to know! You sent it to servitude. It's supposed to be a little bit difficult. Learn from the lesson. But if he doesn't learn, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person goes Bekeri, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a certain Yisurim, and he goes Bekeri, he says, coincidence, it really is nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even more stricter and harsher. These are messages. The Yisurim are messages. Don't turn around and hit the dog! hit the mask, speak to the one who sent the dog. The dog is not the mazik. Somebody sent the dog. And that's here the Rebbe Yisrael sends the messenger. That's the lesson we have to take, Rebbe Yisrael. Rape, Rape. First of all, the lesson we have to understand that the Yisrael is a message to us. We have to think into our deeds. Why is it coming? What have I done wrong? But even more so, as the Chofetz Chaim says, not to get upset with the person who did it. Not to maybe make a big deal. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you the Yisurin. Vasa the Yisurin is Mechaper. The Yisurin is Mechaper. The Yisurin takes away for the terrible Oynish and Shemayim. And a person should never look down if it's difficult. If he has Yisurin. We should ask for it. But if there's all, everything is Yisurin. The Gemara says, the Erech, and a guy goes into his pocket. He wants to pull out a quarter to give to Tzedakah. He pulls out a nickel. Zoptik Gemara, hey, Chidomi, that's already Yisurin. That already wipes away from the slate. We have to realize, we have to not get upset. Sefer Lekach Toiv tells the story with the Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, Rav Potatsky, and his Olo Shomayim Akidosh Hashem. When the Goyim said, I just heard this week, it wasn't in the care, but it was in a van going back, but I heard this week that Shlomo Zalman used to tell people, we're learning Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, we know and we should medaktik on washing our hands. We should wash our hands every morning for the Ruach Ra. But the Goyim said, and Shlomo Zalman said, that we could be certain mekel and certain kools, I'm not giving out the kools for the oil, I'm about it, we should mark with have it by our beds. The Zohar says it's a very, very serious offense if a person goes down the Amos without washing his hands in the morning for the Ruach Ra. But the Goyim gesagt, so said of Shlomo Zalman, to say it over, that may us, the death of Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, the Koyach Atum in the world weakened. With his Kedusha Zamaisa, the Koyach of the thing weakened. The Koyach of the Ruach Atum weakened. That's not as strong as it was before. Avada, we have to take that with a little grain of salt, we have to be careful in it, but just to show you the Kedusha of the Ma'is of Ram ben Avram. We're not going into the whole story, we want to take one point of that story. Avram ben Avram was a Ger Tzedek. He was a minister, he was a son of one of the great people, priests in Vilna, and he ran away. After he realized about Yiddishkeit, he became a Ger. And he ran away from the Knessia of Vilna. And he was in a certain city, Ilaya, in Lita. And then he learned in the Beis Medrash all day and all night, B'shkei the Rabba. In that place, there was a certain kid, a young boy, very, very chutzpahdik, very brazen. And he used to plug into the Ger Tzedek. He used to be near with him, right with him. He used to cause him a lot of tzar. He used to mafreeh him in his learning and bother him. One time after the Nar, that Chotzov said something very disparagingly to the Ger Tzedek, from all the tzar that he was built up, he answered back with a certain, not the nicest statement. It wasn't terrible, he said something back to him. The kids of that Chotzov, the Nar, ran to his father. And his father, oh, he did that to my son. He didn't come to this week's shmooz. So he did that to my son. He came to the Beis Medrash and he started laying into the Ger Tzedek. He's mecharefim, megadefim. The Ger Tzedek tried to say, I'm sorry. He couldn't calm down the anger of his father. The kid to the father was in a rage. He wasn't calm. He couldn't control himself. Until his anger caused him, Rahman al-Tlan, he went. He did one of the worst things, terrible things. He went to the local police station and his malshin of the Ger Tzedek. He said, in this base medrash, very, very locked away base medrash, lies the Ger Tzedek, that everybody's looking for him all over the world because they heard what he had done, and it was a very big stira to the whole Catholicism. It was a stira, and they were after him. He was a prince, a chashev person, and he had left for Yiddishkeit. It was a steer that was at that time they were trying to convert all the Jews anyway. And it was a steer, it was a slap in the face, and they were looking for him day and night. and he gave it away to the police. Bekitzer, they put him in the Beis Yisurim, as the story goes, in Vilna, and there he was judged. Either give up your life or return to Notzri to be a Catholic again, or to be burnt alive by the stake. And the Goyin, we know, sent him at that time. The Goyin sent him a message that the Goyin could be mighty him from. He has koichos, special koichos. The Goyin, he had koichos and Kabbalah, whatever it was, they can get him out. And the Gatzedek said, no, I am not looking for an escape. I'm ready to die, Al Kiddush Hashem, to be burnt alive at the stake, to be burnt at Kiddush Hashem. When the Neutrim saw this Akshonis, that he didn't want to go back, even after all the fear, the Yumim, all the threats, death. Right before the Gzadim was coming, they started to make fun. Kilo, they made a joke a little bit. In this world, we're going to get you back, but maybe you're going to get us back in the next world. The Getzedek answered very, 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 very calmly, without any kas, without any revenge. I want to tell you a story from my early youth. When I was a young boy, I used to play with the farmer children. I was a chashuva prince. I used to play with the farmer children. After many hours of work, I made a whole army of little soldiers, and I made them out of different materials. And I made in my gun a whole, like pestles, you know, like statues of a whole army. These Jewish farmer kids came in, and they saw what was going on, and they weren't so sophisticated. They saw these things, started playing and bashing it down. All my hard work had gone for nothing. He ran to his father, and with his tears in his eyes, he said, "Just look what happened to me. A terrible, terrible thing happened to me. They destroyed all my soldiers." And he was expecting his father to give him, lay into these kids. This is what they did to my son. However, the father said, "Since you are smarter than these kids, don't think about giving them oinchim, aldvarim, pu'utim, little things. It's not worth of it, like these things. What's it worth already? They don't understand. You are much smarter than them. Think a little bit higher than them. Don't lower yourself to their level." But he thought, he said, when I was a little kid, okay, now I don't have the koyach for it. I'm not. When I get older, oh, more I'm going to get these kids back. Said the Grand Prince Potaski, "Avram, Avram, do you think when I got older that I laid into them? Do you think when I'm older it ever entered my mind to take revenge? What did they do to me? They broke little stupid of toys. What did they destroy? Mud that was made into man." So the Helika Avram ben Avram, to his capture, the ones who captured him, to the whole Roman Catholics, he told them, "Svurim atem sheba oilam ha'emes. Do you think when I come to the oilam ha'emes?" When the MS will be clear, the Alma Dikshite, my mind will be thinking about revenge. Because you broke my roof. You burnt some flesh. You destroyed bones. It's just flesh and bones. I'm going to take revenge." And he said, "If I'll just be Ezke, if I'll just be Zeuche, this guy's Koshi, Ba'ilam HaEmes, Le'anuach, Le'eshkoid, I won't rest, I won't settle down in Olam HaEmes, until I bring that Malshin, L'chaye Olam Habo, the one who's supposed told about me bad, until I bring him up to Olam Habo, I won't rest, Shrehu Asher Zikani, but Oisha Golo Kazer, Lisoreif Akdush Hashem Agon. He's the one who brought me to be burnt, Al Kiddush Hashem. I won't rest in Olam HaEmes. The voice said that far when I hold it. But someone steps on a thing, boom!
You stepped on a toe, come on, George! How can you do such a thing?
You stepped on my toe accidentally. Watch where you're going. To think that any Yisurim is a message from Hashem. It's this message that we have to correct ourselves. There's an area we have to work on. There's stuff in life that we have to do, we have to accomplish. And Hashem says you're not accomplishing. You're going in the wrong direction. I said over at the Oineg. Bilam. Everybody knows the story of Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha. He was Hashem and Rachmanis even on him, says Rashi, a Satan came over the Negdai. That Satan over the Negdai was a Malchai Rachamim. It says Bilam kept bumping into walls. He smashed his leg into a wall the first time with the donkey. Then he went, there was a wall, this side of the wall, that wall, and another wall he smashed into, he couldn't go further. What all these walls? So Dr. Medrash, who is Bilam? Bilam Zeh Lavan. Lavan is Bilam. And Lavan made a shvuah with Yaakov Avinu when he chased him. In my knee, ever as a gal has there. We made a gal aid, we made a wall. And Lavan swore, I'm not going past this gal to do a hara lecha, and you won't go past this gal, this wall to hara li. So after Medrash, that gal was the wall that Bilam HaRasha was getting bumping into with the Malach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, you know why you're bumping into the wall? Think for a second. Why are you getting this Yisurin? Why are you bumping into the wall? Why is the donkey not going? It's a message from Hashem. You're going in the wrong way. Turn around. You're being over on your shvua. Love on Zubilam. Gal Hazeh, this is the wall that you swore you're not going to pass. Oh, Yisurin is a message. Stop. Think. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a message. There's something here. You have to change. You have to get better. Think of that the area we have the Yisurim in. Think what it's coming for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want you to do better. You could do better. You can accomplish more. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your koiches? But even more so, when the Yisurim comes, thank the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yisurim. It's a madrega. But thank the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he sends it first for the message. Secondly, because the schus that a person gets, that through his learning with Yisurim, through his avoyda b'Yisurim, he has much more schar. It's a white elephant, they say, when he has a shtickle Yisurim, when it's a little more difficult. It's not a time to turn around to go to bed. It's a time to work hard at the show, bring those koichos for payal. Only for the Nisayon, only through the Yisurim, only through the difficult. Yisurim doesn't have to be physical. It can be mental. It can be something bothering you, and yet he overcomes it. And through that, he accomplishes even more, and he shows that that koich that was tumbling in him, that strength that he really had, would have never come out if he would have had that difficulty. If it would have been so difficult to learn or to do this thing, and might he push through? He's going to realize that he tapped into a koyach that he never thought he really had. He had to speak. It's so difficult. He embarrassed with this. And he got up. And he pushed himself and he spoke. And he said, it's Vartoyer and these Machazic people. And he didn't realize he had that koyach in him. It never would have come out if he wasn't pushed. He didn't have the busha. He didn't have the Yisurin. But Lamaiz Basoif, the koach became revealed. This is a koach that he has forever. We have to turn around and have a different perspective, a mindset of what Yisurin is about. We don't ask for Yisurin. But there are always difficulties. Every single day of our lives there are difficulties, Yisurin. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have them. Not that we definitely want to bring on ourselves these shaydas, but if we have them, we have to realize this for a tachlis. Either there's a message, or to give us more schar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us so much more schar, and to wipe away the avoyim that we should have to suffer from the fires of Gehenim. We get a little bit of a pinch here, a pinch there, a little loss of money there, the chas v'sholom, but here, there, and that's it. We don't have to suffer from the avoyimis. But even more so, Rabbi Yisrael. This I'm ending. The Medrash says in the Pitashat Tendrash Tanchuma, Magid Vorov LeYakov Lo Osachin L'Chol Goy Akiva Yisager Ben Achoyso Yishal Andrini Yisager Hayim Evakish Rizgayer Achilles Tiger, who was the nephew of Andrinus, was Mavakish Lizgaya, and he was worried about Andrinus, his uncle Andrinus. Amaloi, and he Mavakish Lasoschora, I want to do business, he said to his uncle. So he said, what's the problem? You're missing Mzov, Chesed. I have billions of oitzes. Come to my house, I'll give you a few diamonds, you'll be set for life. No, I want to go out of the chutzlaretz. I want to know das abriyos. I want to see how to do it. Oh, so he gave him an eitzah. How to do business. So Achilles came to Eretz Israel and he started to learn Torah. And then, as he started to learn Torah, he realized that Torah is a geshmaka thing, but Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua found him. And he saw his face was mishtane. His face turned to all different colors. His face was very gloomy. Akilas loymit Torah. Zog te kem shibu etzibus l'sholem shaylus harbe. He asked him shaylus. They saw his face was changing. He was becoming a different person. That's what he's doing. Not how it's gloomy, so he's learning Torah. The kids, they answered all the shaylas, and now he went back to his doidoy. So he went back to his doidoy. He asked him, why is your face changing? He said, no. So why is your face changing? He asked. Why you have such a different appearance? You look different, he said. I don't recognize you, his uncle said. What's this different face that you have? So he said, I learned Torah. I went to learn Torah. And not only that, Eshemalti has asked me. I made a bris meal on myself. So he said, the uncle said, who's told you to do such a thing? Oh, he said, this is what I asked. I went to ask. I went to ask, and they told me that that's the only way to learn Torah. That's the only way to learn Torah. As he asked him, his uncle, what do you have to mal yourself? Said, okay, you want to learn Torah? Learn Torah. I'm not going to go to whole mice, a long mice over here. I just want to get to one point. He said, so you want to learn Torah? Say, so learn Torah. What do you have to mal yourself? Zokter Andrin Zok Achilles to his uncle Nosata Lastrilus Anuno El Imke Notal Zino Shaloi Zokter Eitzos Pshat Vichiklum Nosata Lishmel Choma Shuma Tona Shal Simcha Beyoim Nitzichas Oiva Vikimish Medinas El Imke Notal Klizeno Olof Umoysa Navsha Bavarecha. When do you give a medal? When do you give him a Tona to one of the generals? Only if you saw how much he was Moshe Nefesh for you. Kain lo yinotzen Hashem Teiro u'bevrat Teiro shebal feh shal yodah masich ha'odah b'snafshoi im lo yimser nafshoi l'avodah shesporach. And that's why I had to be mal. Kach lo oylem mein onam nimol en yochol lo moy Teiro. If he's not mal'd, he can't learn Teiro shenem ha'mag yitzvah of the Yaakov. Even the Mishpatim, they won't understand. Even things that have to make sense, they won't understand on a Mila. Mila is the bris, and Torah is the bris. Mila is the Pesach for Torah. The remez is Mesiras Nefesh and the Yisurim that we go through. That's the schus through which to get Torah. Chazal say that a person has to have Yisurin. If the Gemara in Brochus, Tafei, Moses says, everybody has to have Yisurin. Look at the Gemara. Ashri HaGeber Asher Tiyatzchanu Ko. Praise is the one Hashem gives him Yisurin. Zogter Zogter Gimara. And his Mekam Ba'avo is the Torah's Meskai B'yodoy. Oh, but the Gemara says that the Etzem learning Torah, the learning Torah is an Etzem, a Korach of Yisurin. A person can be Yoytzei all his Yisurin that he has to have through Korach HaTorah. That when he learns Torah, and it's difficult for him, it's Shver, he has this Tirda, and that pain, and this the thing to go to, and he pushes it all out, and he concentrates fully and focuses fully on his learning. With all the things going on, it's mental torture to fight his teva, his nature that doesn't want to let him focus. And this is bothering him, his leg hurts, and he throws it into Torah. Those are the sweet Yisurim, says Chazal. Those are the Yisurim that he does, the Beis Hashem, he can be Yoytze Zayin, the Yisurim that he has to have. But why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu make it the difficult? Why is the Yisurim? Why does Uncleus Hagel, according to some Chazal, have to go through Bris Mila in order to be Zaycha, in order to appreciate it, in order to feel the Simcha when we attain it? It's only when it's difficult. It's only when there's hardships, when we work at it and we still can't get Pshat and Nochamol and still push ourselves and then push a little bit ahead of sleep and one of the food and there we go and further sitting on it. Till we get the pshat, the simcha atzuma, the happiness, the joy, the fulfillment that we feel when we attain that pshat. No one can taste it. So the yisurin and the difficulties and the hardships became the tool through which we appreciate and we gain avas haTorah. The more we give to the Torah, the more we work at it, the more we climb those obstacles, the more ava, the more simcha, the more geshmak we'll feel in the Torah. Nimsa that the Yisurim became the vehicle to which we gained the ava. So in any form or way they might come, we don't ask, we don't want, but realize, v'rapa yirape, it's this message from Hashem. Hashem was the one who was Mache. He gave the patch. Hashem is telling us a message. Stop and think what it's coming for. But on the other hand, if it's from Hashem, so first we have to stop and think and learn how to correct our ways. But on the other hand, we have to thank Hashem for the opportunity to which we're getting a kapora, to which those Yisurin, who knows what we're able to accomplish. The Avram ben Avram said he was Zeicha. To what Madrega was Zeicha? They buried him next to the garden and only his kever from the few kfarim that was saved in Vilna. Whatever was buried, the ashes, that went, that was changed over the garden's kever, and his ashes, whatever was left, that went over and was moved. The rest of the kfarim were burned. The dusha of the Avram ben Avram, the Tilas Yadayim. Today, according to some shittas, the Ruach HaTumah went out for such kedusha, al kiddush Hashem. That's what he was, and he was thankful for it. But especially in our learning, we have to be thankful for the difficulties. Thankful for the difficulties. Come on, it would be so easy. You know how I would learn, Rebbe? If it would come so easy, if I would walk into there and base measure, and then it would just pop into my head, you know, I could just take out that art scroll and just, you know, put in a, you know, I don't know if they got the art scroll, take one of your new computer piece and put it, implant it in my brain, the computer piece, and I'll have all the time. You know how easy it would be, you know how geschmack it would be. And the answer is no, it won't be geschmack. It won't be good, you won't enjoy it. The enjoyment only comes when it's difficult. The enjoyment only comes that after you work at it, after you strive to get it, after you put all your kaychas into it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me the Shemayim, your Gato Matzasi, the Sfarah comes. What a simcha! What a simcha! The greatest simcha a person has is if he lost something and then he refinds it. It's more simchadik than if he never had something, he got a present. But if he lost something, then the simcha of finding it I found a great booty, I found a great prize, I found the Torah that was missing inside of me, was once taught to me, and I forgot it, and it's back by me. What a simcha! That's what we celebrate, Luchos Shniyos, the giving of the Luchos Shniyos, the giving of the second Shluchos. The simcha is that we got it back. We got back what we lost. Yom Tov LeYisrael, Rabbosai. Yom Kippur is one of the greatest simchas of Chag. Why? As we got back what we lost. The simcha of working and attaining and getting back what you lost. The simcha of attaining a svara after work on it. No one can ever touch that svara. So the difficulty in the Yisurim become the koyach through which we're able to feel the enjoyment, the simcha, the gishmak. We should be zurich of Yehza Hashem to work in Torah and to realize that for Ken only through the difficulties, always through the Shmerkain, always through the Esek and Amal by Torah, through the Yisurim that we have through Torah, will we be zurich to the Simcha of finding the Torah. And those Yisurim will be Mechaper. We won't have to have other Yisurim. We should be zurich, we should be Shusulim of Yehza Hashem, with Koichas Adirim, and feel the Simchas at Torah. I feel a simchas achayim. A person understands his story with a simchas achayim. He's not upset at anybody, his parents. He's not upset. He realizes it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all has a taskin for tachlis. It's for my good. Whatever it is, whatever small difficulty, but it's for my good. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to gain if I learn the lesson. If I use out the difficulty and I overcome it, what's going to happen? I'll be successful from it. I'll succeed. I'll have atzlocha from the fact that I had the difficulty. That's all if we realize that's a message from Hashem. We should be zeicha ve'eza Hashem to realize this yisoid, and be zeicha ve'eza Hashem to the time that we'll be able to sit and have such simcha from all that we've accomplished through the difficulties. We'll be zeicha to sit back and say, what a schus! What a schus that I had! That are able to overcome such a heavy mountain, a har, tzaddikim boichim at a simcha, nirbam kahar, was a har, was a mountain, the Yetzirah appeared to me, he was overpowering, he made it so difficult, Yisur was so hard to overcome it, this thing had to push it out, and I accomplished! We'll sit back in the middle of my MS and we'll look down and realize, what a schus, what a benefit Hashem gave us this. That through this we're zeicha to the reward that we have today, the simcha zachayim and oilam ha'emes, ashrecha b'oilam hazeh, the toiv lach l'oilam hazeh.